I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week marks the one-year point since Port-au-Prince fell into ruins. Faces are solemn in the processions to prayer services as the survivors of Haiti's quake mark a year of disaster, disease, and despair. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the motivation as the hands and feet of Christ kept For Haiti with Love going, even when they'd reached the end of their physical strength.
Without Jesus in their life, without hope, they just curl up and die. They're that close to the edge anyway that all they have to do is surrender hope, and when that happens, they're gone.
Next, this Friday marks the start of a new prayer initiative for the Evangelical Alliance Mission. Team's Mike Cochran explains the second annual initiative that they're calling Everyone 100.
Everyone 100 is an emphasis on prayer and engagement with the body of Christ all around the world. We take 100 days in the new year to emphasize the involvement that believers can take in the discipleship of people all around the world.
Cochran says prayer is imperative for the work of God's people.
He puts His will into the hearts of His people, and when they speak His will back to Him, then He does it.
And is raising funds for a million Bibles just biting off too much to chew? WorldServe Ministries doesn't think so. Their partners most often request Bibles to help keep up with the new believers. But in most areas where they're working, poverty makes owning a Bible a dream. WorldServe is in the midst of the 1 Million Bible Challenge campaign, which wraps up next June. Just $5 presents an incredible opportunity to put Bibles into the hands of new believers. We've got details at the website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available WorldServe's devotional, Joy Over the Moon, stories and scripture to help you be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.